Hey there, fire starters. Welcome back to Woman on Fire, your daily dose of passion and purpose. I'm Riley Hart, your host and resident hype woman, here to help you ignite that inner flame and conquer the world one day at a time. Today we're diving deep into something super real, anxiety. It's that whisper in your ear telling you you're not good enough, that nagging feeling of dread, or those butterflies that take flight before a big presentation, and sometimes just for a casual coffee date. Now, trust me, I get it. Anxiety has been my shadow companion for a while, a constant buzz in the background. But guess what? We don't have to let it control us. This isn't about pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows because sometimes life throws those curveballs, right? This is about learning to navigate those waves of anxiety, finding your own peace, and coming out stronger on the other side. So grab a cup of your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and get ready to level up your mental game. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that have been absolutely life-changing for me on this journey. Number 1, acknowledge it. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. The first step to conquering anxiety is recognizing those feelings head-on. Like, hey anxiety, I see you lurking there, and name it. That simple act of acknowledging it takes away some of its power. Ever felt like your mind was racing a mile a minute? By putting a label on it, saying, okay, this is my anxious brain going into overdrive, you create space between yourself and those thoughts. Number 2, challenge the negative self-talk. That inner critic can be brutal, right? We're all guilty of that negative voice in our heads whispering doubts and fears. But here's the thing, it's not always true. Learn to identify those thought patterns and challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this thought? Often, the answer is a resounding, nope. Number 3, practice self-care like your life depends on it. Seriously, this is non-negotiable. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, spend time with people who uplift you, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Number 4, find healthy coping mechanisms. We all have different ways of dealing with stress. For me, it's journaling, taking walks in nature, or listening to music. Experiment and find what works for you. Maybe it's meditation, yoga, creative expression, or even just a good old-fashioned vent session with your best friend. The key is to have healthy outlets that help you manage those anxious feelings. And finally, number 5, don't be afraid to seek professional help. This one is huge. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out for support from a therapist or counselor. They can provide valuable tools and strategies to help you navigate anxiety and build resilience. Remember, you deserve to feel peaceful and empowered. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and those butterflies are doing the cha-cha in your stomach. You feel that familiar wave of anxiety washing over you. But instead of letting it take over, you remember our 5 key takeaways. You take a deep breath, challenge those negative thoughts, remind yourself you've prepared well, and visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation. You step up to the podium, feeling calm and centered. See? It's all about shifting your mindset and taking control of those anxious feelings. We've covered so much ground today, acknowledging anxiety, challenging negative thoughts, practicing self-care, finding healthy coping mechanisms, and seeking professional help when needed. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Anxiety is a common experience, and it doesn't define you. By implementing these strategies, you can learn to manage your anxiety and live a more fulfilling life. So, fire starters, what's one takeaway that resonated with you the most? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #WomanOnFireAnxiety. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to ignite your passion and purpose. Keep shining bright, my friends. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.